The queen does not dare to be bored by her presence. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. The queen does not dare to be bored by her presence. Can you imagine the queen going into a room of people? And she goes into lots of rooms of people where she is always the queen, where she's coming in there and representing the monarchy and representing everything good. As you click and cut your peach on your plate a little louder, we could hear that a little better. You know. But when the queen comes into a room, what does she do? She is the queen. And she looks beautiful. And she looks wonderful. And she looks fantastic. Does the queen dare have a bad day?
No.
Does she dare have a bad hair day? No way. Because the queen is always walking in her presence. When the queen comes into a room, the room is there for her. When the queen goes before the legislators, the parliament is there for her. What does the parliament do? They stand up. They stand up. And they recognize the queen. Gentlemen, Her Majesty the Queen. And everyone stands up. And if they applaud or anything like that, that's good too. But they stand up in recognition of this majesty. And that's what it is, majesty. Now, does the queen misuse her majesty? No. She just is the queen. What is there to misuse? Like in that one little movie, the fellow was asked a question. He was a prince. And he was asked the question, do you ever dislike yourself?
What?
And he said, oh, what's there not to like? What's there not to like? Now, does the queen ever dislike herself? What's there not to like? The queen has been trained all of her life, before she was a queen and when she became queen, that she was very special. Now, is every person on the face of the earth very special? Oh, yes. And as soon as each person recognizes it, what happens?
Yeah.
When a little baby lies in his crib and coos and bills and says, oh, blah, 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 I'm so happy, you know, and smiles and laughs, everybody is his slave. When a little baby lies in his crib and screams and hollers and has hurts and pains and everyone tries to quiet him up, they don't want to hurt him, but they want to quiet him down. They want to get rid of those pains and make him feel good. Well, he's the center of attention, but not really in the way he wants it. Now, how are you the center of attention? How are you? Are you the queen? Are you the king? When you walk into any room, does everyone immediately recognize that something special has happened to the room? That there's a charisma that has entered that room that has caused everyone to open their eyes and say, oh, the party is beginning! And we can say that too. When you come late to the party, and say maybe you're even an hour late, and the party has already started, you know, and you walk in the room, and your smile is all over the place, and nobody says, why are you so late? They look at you and say, wow, Sylvia's here, the party can begin, you know. And if they don't say that, at least Sylvia's thinking that in her mind. And as Sylvia's thinking that in her mind, she acts that way. The hostess comes up to her with a plate full of hors d'oeuvres and says, would you like an hors d'oeuvre? You know? And then the person having the drinks comes up, would you like a drink? You know, anything you want, you know. And you are the queen. And so you say, yes, thank you. I would like a glass of water. And I would like a cracker with some peanut butter on it. And they say, righto! They don't say, what the hell? You know, here we got caviar, we got all this other stuff, and you want cracker with peanut butter on it? They don't say that. They say, good idea. Maybe other people like it too. We'll get some crackers out here and get some peanut butter on it, you know? And you want some water to drink? All right. But you drink it out of the champagne glass. Not because you want to look like you're drinking champagne, but because it is your champagne. It is your very special drink. See, you're not trying to pretend that you're drinking something you're not. It's just that that is your delight. And you have created that. Now, you don't say, I don't want water in a damn glass. I want it in a champagne glass. You know, you don't say that. You just say, well, I would like some water. Oh, some water. So delicious. Thank you. And so they bring it to you. And what do they do? The host of the party, he goes in the kitchen and he picks a champagne glass, fills it with nice cool water, and takes a little saucer, and then he takes another saucer and he puts five or six crackers with peanut butter on it, and then he puts four crackers with peanut butter and jelly on it, so in case that's your pleasure. And then he brings it out to the Queen Sylvia, and he says, Queen Sylvia, he didn't say that, he says, Sylvia, and she says, oh my God, what he has done, he went in the kitchen, he picked up the champagne glass full of water, put it on the tray, put the crackers, the Ritz crackers, on the tray with peanut butter and some with peanut butter and jelly, and then, after he's done that, then he slips on his white gloves, and he carries it out to Queen Sylvia. And he says, Your Highness. He's just sort of joking happily, but he means it, and she means it. Your Highness. Your loveliness. Sylvia. He says it with such love in his voice. This is for you. This is the kind of thing you command in your world, because it's in your heart, in your mind. Now, is there such a big deal over a glass of water and a couple of red Ritz crackers with peanut butter on it, you know? But it's your attitude. That's your caviar. That's your champagne. And you see, when you make that yours, oftentimes at supper, Ellen, Sylvia, Ingeborg, anybody comes up to me and says, what do you want to drink for supper? You know, coffee, tea, milk, wine, whatever. I say, I like a glass of water. And so then they want to fill the glass of water like I used to do, right to the top. You know, I said, no, please don't. That's past. Fill it three quarters full. So they fill it three quarters full for me nicely and set it there. And then they don't say, well, aren't you going to drink it? You know, they just set it there. And then the rest is up to me. But they have done their part. Now, who do they treat me like? Please?
Like a king.
Like a king. Like a king. They treated me just like the prince. They treated me like the belle of the ball, so to speak, you know? They treated me like Mr. Charisma himself. Now, isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. But now, what did they do to themselves in treating me that way? They treated themselves that way. Do you think it gave them a special joy to slip on their white gloves as they brought the glass of water and Ritz crackers with peanut butter on to me? I mean, here they had hors d'oeuvres that they ordered out from an hors d'oeuvre store that cost them, you know, $200 for the hors d'oeuvres, and you know, just three or four plates full. But they were very special, oh, with olives and with every pimentos, with every type of thing that you could imagine. And I wanted peanut butter. Sylvia wanted water, whatever, you see? And so, but they bring it out with such joy because I create that by my attitude. Each of us created by our attitude. Do we go in with a chip on our shoulder? We're going to have a chip on our shoulder the whole night. The whole evening is going to be a big fiasco. It's going to be something we could have rather stayed at home in bed. But hey, when the Queen walks in the room, she is not bored by her presence, and so she is not bored by any room into which she walks. When the Queen walks into the steam room at the spa, and she goes in there naked like the others are in there naked, and they're in there, and the Queen sits with dignity. She sits with majesty. She sits with the royalty that she is. She doesn't know how to sit any different, and she wouldn't be comfortable sitting any other way. She couldn't lounge. Even when she lounges like a queen, you know. She lounges with such dignity and with such majesty. You say, well, that doesn't look very comfortable. Of course it's not comfortable for you, because you've never learned how to do that. You never trained yourself how to lounge like a queen, how to sit like a queen, how to act like a queen. When the queen sits on her throne, you know, you can be sure she's sitting up straight. She's not leaning against the back of the throne saying, well, now, what's the problem today? You know, she's sitting up there, yes. Now, what may I do to make your life more wonderful? As queen, what can I royally make an edict to bring forth greater happiness in your life? You see, everything the queen does is for the queen. What can I do for you? What can I do to make you? What can I do to make the world? What can I do? She doesn't say, what can you do? Because she builds in herself, from herself, the mental attitude of harmony, peace, love, and joy. Now, what was it that won for Obama the world? He says, what can I do to make the world a little brighter and better? What can I do? Now, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Now, it caught on. The whole world listened to him. And when he enters a room, the king has entered the room. Mm-hmm. The president, whatever title you want to give him, but he has entered the room. Now, do you think that before he became president and before he was running even for president, that people respected him and honored him? Certainly. You don't all of a sudden from the position of king become king. You are king long before you become king. You are president long before you become president. You act in early days. Son, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be the president. Oh, well, now here's how the president acts. The president is always in charge of things. The president is always looking out for the good of the people in his community, always looking out for his family, always looking out for his world. The president is always taking charge. Nothing is too small for the president to do. Nothing is too big for the president to do. The president has, yeah. Now, if your son or your daughter, yeah, you know, Hillary could easily have been president. If your son or daughter says to you that they'd like to be president, you don't say, ha! You say, wow, what a proper choice you have made. Now, the president is always the president, whether 8 years old or 80 years old. It doesn't make any difference. The president is always the president. So at 8, 10, 20, 30, at every age, every action you do is the action that a president would do. It has the integrity that the president would have. Whenever the president enters a room, the room, hail to the chief, you know? I mean, that's the title you get. Now, why not play that role all your life? Not superior, but act as though you are who you think you are. And then you are that. Now, can you act that way when you walk in? Now, I don't ask you to do things like this. This is your choice. But when I walk into the room, does everyone stand up and say, here's Herb, the dean of the university, president of the university, here's Herb. Or here's Ellen, the CEO, you know. Or here's Sylvia, head of the Worldwide Healing Ministry. Or here's Ingeborg, the director of publications and mailing and stuff like that, you know, whatever. And, you know, hail to Ingeborg, you know. What's there not to like? Hail to Sylvia. What's there not to like? Does Sylvia come in here as the director of the Worldwide Healing Ministry? Or does she come in here like the cleaning woman, you know? And how does the cleaning woman come in? Think about it. The cleaning woman has a job to do. And she goes in there and just goes about doing her job. If there's an executive board meeting going on and it's her time to be in there cleaning that room, she goes right in there and cleans that room. Even if all the people are still there. And they say, what are you doing? Well, I'm supposed to clean this room from 5 to 5:20. And I was not told that there was a meeting here. And if you'll just all please walk out of the room for 5 minutes and then come back in, I'll have the room all done. Well, who do you think you are? You know, well, this is where we're the cheeses here. You hired me to do a job at this particular time from 5 to 5:20. Now, if you'll please just walk out and get yourself a glass of water and have a cup of coffee and come back in, I'll have the room all done. Well, who do you think you are? I'm in charge of cleaning this room from 5 to 5:20 every day. Now, you wouldn't find anybody quite that dramatic, but the thing, should she do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is she the queen of the cleaning department? You know, if she did that, next week she'd be the president.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman of dedication. It sounds stupid. It sounds absolutely illogical, idiotic, unreasonable. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Why? No. Yeah. Ellen, why?
Why? Because she has integrity.
Yes, but God is...
everywhere.
Illogical, unreasonable.
Oh, well, okay.
You see,
all right.
You're listening from your point of view, and that's great. But you see, the queen is always
the queen.
And the queen is never bored by her presence. The queen is never bored by her presence. Does the queen ever allow anyone to treat her not like a queen?
Ooh, no.
The cleaning woman comes in on her time to do a job. Does she do the job?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people are awed by other people's authority and other people's position, and they won't do it. Could you imagine the cleaning woman going into the throne room to clean it, and the queen's holding a late throne session? The cleaning woman says, Your Majesty, would you mind coming down here for a few minutes? I want to dust around your throne. And Her Majesty would say, I think we'll have to change the hours. But would Her Majesty be disturbed?
No.
What would she... Now, just stop and think. What would Her Majesty say to the cleaning woman who came in and acted as though she wanted to do the job she was hired to do at the time she was hired to do it? What would the queen say? Would the queen stop and say, why is it that you want to come and clean right now? You know, she wouldn't say, what the hell are you doing in here? Get out of here. We're having a session, you know. The queen wouldn't say it, be discourteous like that. The queen would say, ma'am, what is it that you'd like to do? I'm clean. Why? Because it's my time. I'm supposed to be here from 5 to 5:20, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'm done with this room because at 8 you come in here and you have a session and it's all supposed to be in perfect order for you. And then I come in here from this time to that time because from that time to that time you're having another session in here and it's always got to be cleaned up in between sessions because people bring their dusty clothes and shoes in here and so I do my job. And if I don't do my job when I'm scheduled to do it, then I don't have a chance to get it done, and I don't have the chance to do the other jobs that I have scheduled to do. And the queen says, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You respect yourself, and that is so beautiful and harmonious. I really am proud of you. Gentlemen, let's adjourn and have a cup of coffee while she's finishing her job. Or they wouldn't even say that. She'd say, gentlemen and ladies, let's adjourn for our coffee pause. And so they all go in the other room for a coffee pause. Usually the coffee's brought in, you know, but they go to the other room for their coffee pause. The queen has spoken. And so the cleaning lady goes about her work. Do you think the cleaning lady feels put down?
No.
No. Do you think the queen feels put up? No.
No.
She's just being herself. She's being herself. And in the process, is she respecting the people she has hired for working for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is she respecting herself?
Yeah.
Now, could the queen ever not respect herself? She cannot not respect herself and still be queen. Whenever you do not respect yourself or act as though you do not respect yourself, you are not being who you say you are. Are you Ellen Jeremini? Are you the head of the organization here?
Yes.
Do you always act that way? Or do you sometimes go around acting, well, I got to do everything. I have to do it. Nobody does their job. And, you know, not that you say that, but if you act that way, what would happen? You wouldn't be the head. The organization would be the head, but you wouldn't. You would just be another one of the pawns on the chessboard of life, you know. And not a very happy one.
Yeah.
So think on these things. Think, you don't have to think you're the queen, but that's a good way to think. If you're the queen, are you ever bored when you enter an activity, whatever it may be? Are you ever bored when you sit down at your computer? Are you ever bored when everyone else goes and does something and then you have to do something all by yourself? Are you ever bored? No. How many times, Ellen, have you come into the house here and had dinner and then everybody disappears and you have to clean the kitchen and put away the dishes and everything yourself? Lots of times. That happens lots of times. And the reason that it happens is everybody's got their own little thing. And how many times have you, Ingeborg, everybody disappears and you have to end up doing it all by yourself? And you don't mind. And Sylvia, how many times do you have it happen that everybody disappear and you have to do it all by yourself? Well, you don't say, I have to do it all by myself. You say, I am the queen. I'm not bored by my presence. And you go about acting like the queen. Now, how many of you can sit on a chair without touching the back of the chair? How many of you can work in a chair and at the computer and stuff like that without touching the back of the chair?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you can sit on the Davenport and cross your feet and feet, not legs, your feet, and sit there with your hands in your lap, gently acting like a queen, like a princess?
Yeah.
How many of you have learned dignity, have learned charm, have learned manners, have learned the cultural attitude of being a person of charm, a person who respects himself, a person who is never bored with their presence?
Mm-hmm.
But how often are you bored with your presence that you have to listen to music? How often are you bored with your presence that you have to read a book? Can you think about the book you would write? The book in you. Can you think about who you are and how wonderful you are? You know, think about these things. They're pretty wonderful. And when you think about these things, what happens? You're never bored with yourself. You're always happy. Oh, I got to do that all by myself. Oh, dear. I got to sit there. I was sitting there all by myself waiting for the rest of you to come in. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And you never came and you never came. And that's not very nice of you to dump me like that. Well, I always consider whenever I get dumped, and it never happens very often, but whenever I get dumped, I have a moment alone. I have a moment to meditate. I have a moment to think, what a wonderful day I have had, and what a wonderful world this is that I live in, and what a wonderful person I am. You say, boy, are you a... That's right. Try it sometimes. Try it sometime thinking how wonderful you are instead of how miserable you are, and you'll find that you're a pretty wonderful person. Really. It's up to you. Now, answer me. Is the queen ever bored with any place she goes?
Yes.
Is there ever a boring group of people or a boring party that she goes to or a boring meeting? I always, and I'm so grateful for this woman, but I'm always thinking of that tall lady, what was her name?
Susan.
I'm always thinking of Susan, you know, don't remember her name. I'm always thinking of Susan and how when she walks into a room, she zeroes in on each individual person, and there's not another person in that room while she's talking to this person. She will look you in the eye, she will show you absolute interest and absolute attention and absolute appreciation and joy, and then when she's done, oh, thank you for talking to me, for the privilege of having you talk to me. That was so wonderful, thank you. And she goes away before you have a chance to say, what happened? And she goes to the next person and makes each person feel that they're the most wonderful, mm-hmm. most important. Why?
Because she gives.
Because she is the most wonderful, the most important. That if she's going to give you her attention, she wants all of your attention, and the only way she can get all of your attention is by accepting it and claiming it and giving you all of her attention. And when she gives you all of her attention, she's got your attention. You couldn't think of looking anywhere else or checking on anything else or knowing whatever else is going on in the room. You have no idea. You have no idea. She is the queen. There's lots of areas that she'd like to expand that to, I'm sure. But that one gift, that one attitude or blessing that she is so magnificent. I am sure she's never bored when she walks into any place, because she takes an immediate interest in everything that she is involved in. And if it's a house, if it's a person, if it's a group, whatever it is. And when she leaves, everyone says, what happened? There's such a lovely mellowness about this here. It's such a good feeling here. What was it? What was? And they don't know. They don't know it was her. Because she doesn't say, now I'm the mellowness here. She just was. They don't say. When you're the queen, you don't say, I am the queen. You got to honor me. She walks in there, and she is honorable. So, wherever we go, always let us be honorable. And when we talk to people, let's have people look at us after we have left and say, that was nice. Not he was nice, or she was nice, or it was nice, but that was nice. I don't know what happened, but it was nice, you know. I feel good. You know, and they do. So, the queen is never bored wherever she goes, because wherever she goes, she takes her friend, the queen, along with her. So, have a lovely morning, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.